This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hi there, back again. I'm making up for lost time. Done a few tastings and looking at my notes. Thought I'd share some of them. This Mendel, the Malbec from Argentina, it was exquisite. We had a pork loin stuffed with a Romanescu sauce, broccoli, and shoestringed potatoes. The broccoli and the potatoes had a lemon sauce, much like a Greek kind of a lemon sauce. And this Malbec was really, really light and well-balanced. And it went really well with the pork and the Romanescu kind of smoky flavors with apricot and some nuts, walnuts in there. I really enjoyed the two together. It was hard not to, every time you cut a piece of meat and put it in your mouth, not to try to savor it and then wash it down with a little bit of the wine. It's very well balanced, and so is the meal. I think Argentina gets a really bad rap for wines in the fact that people say that the quality isn't that good, but there are some really fabulous Argentinian wines out there, and very value driven as far as price and quality, which leads to the poll question. I'd like you to take some time to answer that, and that is, do you, when you're looking at wine, do you look at price, do you look at quality, or do you look at both? Because for me, it's there's an index of balance between the two, that I pay more money for a really good bottle of wine, knowing it has the characteristics that I like. And those characteristics would have to be a balanced tannin, fruit-forward flavor, and the ability to cellar for 5 to 10 years. And lots of wines are produced with the first two, but not with the third characteristic. And the third characteristic is, in my opinion, the most important one, because it allows you to buy wine in multiples of 2, 4, 6, which is, I've told you before, a strategy. And I encourage all people to buy multiple bottles of wine and try them at various points over time, because that's how you really learn to appreciate wine and actually taste wine with different meals. So now that I know that I've had the Mendel with the pork, the next time it'll be with something completely different. Maybe a chicken or a pork chop or beef, roast beef or something else. The beauty of sharing is trying it with different people. This time there was no sharing. It was simply me and my wife having dinner together. But it was a wonderful evening. We finished the meal and we still had some wine left over, so we brought it to the living room and had a glass while we were watching a movie that night. Lots of fun and enjoyment. I'll say that I like this wine more than my wife did. She was a little bit not enamored with the lack of fruit that this had. It's a little more firm in its structure, which, in my opinion, means it could probably cellar for a little bit longer before you actually take it out and drink it again. But the pork was really, really good. It was butterflied, and then this Romanesco sauce was put on the inside. It was sealed and then roasted lightly on the top, and then put in the oven for, oh, it was about 30 minutes at 250, 275 was low. And the sear really kept the inside of the meat moist along with the sauce or the stuffing. I highly recommend doing something like that next time you cook it if you're gonna you want to really preserve the flavor, is sear it and then roast it if it's the kind of meat that does that, has that capability. Anyways, thought I'd share. I'm looking forward to hearing back from people and checking on the question. Bye for now, my friends. More wine chatter to come. Speak soon. This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversations that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you can share with a friend, your family, even a stranger. Stay tuned for more information about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening.